Next patient was, I'm sorry, next patient is Annie Pomales, A-N-N-I-E, Annie. Pomales is P-O-M-A-L-E-S, Pomales, Annie. P as in Paul, P-O-M-A-L-E-S. Date of birth is 7/26/46. Date of visit is 1/12/24. Please make a copy for Sergio Menendez Aponte. Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, Menendez, M-E-N-E-N-D-E-Z, dash Aponte, A-P-O-N-T-E, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, thank you for sending Annie Pomales for my evaluation. Next paragraph. Reason for consultation is pulmonary clearance prior to rotator cuff surgery. Next paragraph, is present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea. Has previously been on a CPAP setup nightly and is compliant. She also has a history of arthritis in her shoulder and has been scheduled to have a left reverse total shoulder arthroplasty. Period. The patient has no shortness of breath, denies cough, wheezing, or yellow sputum. And she has no history of smoking. Next. She, however, has been treated for hypertension and diabetes. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She had cataract surgery in the past as well as right ankle surgery. And she had a cholecystectomy in the past and inguinal hernia repair. She had a right total knee arthroplasty. Next paragraph, allergies to clindamycin and morphine. Next paragraph, habits of patient does not smoke and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a cirrhosis of the liver and mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril HCT, 20-25 milligrams a day. Lamotrigine, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Celebrex, 200 milligrams daily. Trazodone, 150 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Temazepam, 30 milligrams HS. Progesterone, 100 milligrams daily. And hydroxyzine, 50 milligrams at HS. And metformin 500 milligrams BID, Ozempic injection 1 milligram per week. Next, system review. The patient had no recent weight loss, denies fatigue or fever, no double vision but had cataracts in the past. So no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, no hay fever. She has no shortness of breath or wheezing. Denies abdominal pains but has constipation. No chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg edema. No anxiety. No depression. No. She has easy bruising and she has joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallorectus, cyanosis, or clubbing. Blood pressure 125 by 70, pulse 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 130 pounds, saturation 96. Itching and ears, almost phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thoracomegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. And that sounds to diminish the periphery. Heart, the heart symptoms are regular, as on an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is cystic hypertension. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is depression. And number 5 is degenerative arthritis. Next line, plan. The patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, PA lateral. She will continue with autopap 4-20 centimeters nightly. And a full face mask with heated humidification. She's cleared for shoulder surgery as planned with moderate risk. And she was encouraged to use an incentive parameter postoperatively every 3 to 4 hours. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Sergio Menendez Aponte. APONT. Sergio Menendez Aponte, MD. Thank you.